Let's go to Matthew chapter 17. And then we want to go to Mark chapter 9. And then we'll go to Luke after that. All recording the same incident, but maybe from just a little perspective, different perspective, each one of them. But yet, they record the same thing in some words. Matthew chapter 17. Beginning at verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And the disciples heard it, and they fell on their face, and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Amen. Stop right there. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were so afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only, with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Are you glad you're saved? Luke chapter 9. Verse 28. Same story. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and James and John, or Peter and John and James, and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they parted from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. And while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. They kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And it came to pass on the next day when they were come down. Amen. I trust that the Lord will help us this morning. I want to talk to you. What you get in the cloud will keep you in the crowd. Hello. Every one of us has got to have a personal experience with God. We have young people that are raised in our holiness churches all their life. Slept on pallets. Folks shouted all around them. And they grew up in the church. And they have always been there. And yet, when they started growing up, they developed talents and abilities. Some learned to play music, guitars, pianos, etc. And some could sing good. Some could sing wonderful. And some had abilities to speak and to talk. They eventually became musicians, singers. Come on here. Sunday school teachers. But I fear that too often they have never been in the cloud. Amen. That's the reason sometimes that from one generation to another, we have lost the convictions and the standards of holiness teaching is because the next generation did not have the experience in the cloud that the former generations had. Amen. I think every generation ought to have that glorious cloud experience alone with God. And without that, amen, without that, when they get down with the crowd, come on, when they get down with the crowd, where the crowd is, whichever way the crowd goes, whatever the crowd does, however the crowd talks, however the crowd dresses, come on here, wherever the crowd goes, amen, they'll be right with the crowd. But if you have had, help me here now, if you have been on the mountain, alone with God, and been in that glory cloud, and saw the glorified Christ. Amen. And had an experience with God. Hallelujah. When you come down from the mountain. Amen. You will not give in to the suggestions of others of how you ought to live. Somebody say amen. Paul the Apostle said, all things are... Are you still with me? All things are lawful to me, but not all things are expedient. Amen. There are many things that, help me, I'm going to probably lose some of you this morning. There are many things that we cannot exactly and emphatically say is a sin in and of themselves. But they lean, come on, they lean in the wrong direction. They have a tendency to draw us to, amen, the side where the crowd is. Amen. But if you get in that cloud, amen, and the glory of the Lord is revealed to you as an individual person, amen, and you see Christ in His glory, in His power, amen, when you come down out of that cloud, and you will, I said you will, amen, life, come on, life is not ideal. Somebody talks about, amen, ideal. You know, that's perfect. Amen. The way we'd like for it to be. But life is not always that way. Amen. We have to come down to real everyday living. Amen. Amen. Everything's not going to go perfect in your home all the time. Everything's not going to go perfect on the job all the time. Everything is not going to go perfect in the church all the time. Help me here. But if you've been on the mountain and you've been in the cloud, amen, and had an experience with God, that experience with God that you have had on the mountain in the cloud, amen, will keep you whenever you get down with the cloud. Amen. And there's not a tendency inside of you, amen, to draw aside. Come on, y'all say with me. Help me. I want to talk to you this morning. Hey. Now, amen, in my younger years, I used to like to play chess. Amen. I love to play chess. Come on. Amen. I never did get in the competitions, and I never was a champion, but I beat a champion one time. Amen. Come on here. I love to play chess, and I could take one game of chess, amen, and play for 8 hours and never get up. It became an obsession to me. Come on here. Amen. It became an obsession to me. My wife would have dinner fixed or lunch fixed, and I was engrossed in that game of chess and waiting for the see where the next best move would be to where I could checkmate my opponent. Amen. Or take all of his pawns. Are y'all still with me? Amen. I studied that chessboard, amen, 6 or 8 hours a day, and she'd say, amen, lunch is ready or supper's ready. Amen. I never heard her. I was engrossed in that game. And one day, and there's nothing wrong with playing a game of chess. Come on here. I said there's nothing wrong with playing a game of chess or checkers. Amen. But when it became an obsession to me, and I didn't have time to pray, and I didn't have time to read God's book, and I didn't have time to take care of my obligations and responsibilities, amen, the Holy Ghost dealt with my soul and said, leave it alone. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I want to tell you, if you're going to have an experience with God in the cloud, you're not always going to go down and go with the cloud. But when that experience with God comes, amen, and the glory cloud, when you get down out of the cloud, in the cloud, amen, there'll be something inside of you that says, I want more of God. I want God's power. I want to go back to the mountain, amen, with the visitation of God. All things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient, and I will not be brought under the bondage of any of it. I lost some of you there. Amen. Help me here. Whenever you have an experience with God, I mean a personal, glorious, cloud experience, and hear His voice. Matthew said, and He touched them. Come on here. Have you ever had the touch of God? I mean a real touch. I mean that experience with Him. Amen. I want to tell you, when you get down in the crowd, amen, and you see all the other things going on around you, and there's something inside of you that yearns to go back to the mountain, amen, to get back in the cloud, amen, to feel His touch and to hear the voice of God speak to your heart again. Amen. Come on. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, there's something about this world in its everyday obligations and responsibilities that drains you. Amen. On the job where you work, amen, there's vexations, there's aggravations, there's are y'all still here? Amen. There's problems. Amen. There's difficulties. There's, amen, decisions that you have to make. Amen. And all of a sudden you feel like, I need to get in the house of God. I need to go to church. I never have understood people, amen, that didn't want to go to church and said they were Holy Ghost filled. Amen. If you've been Holy Ghost filled, there ought to be something inside of you that's yearning to get back to God's house, to go to the mountain, to get in the cloud. Amen. Where the glory of God is. What you get in the cloud will keep you in the crowd. Paul the Apostle. Woo, I'm feeling better. Paul the Apostle. Amen. Amen. Referred one time back to an experience he had. Some think it was down at Lystra where they stoned him. And he said, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. I know not. Come on here. But over 14 years ago, amen, I had an experience. Glory to God. And I was caught up to the third heaven. And I saw things unmentionable. Amen. Come on here. Unlawful for me to even mention. Ah, but he said, I remember being there. And it got a hold of me inside. And I've never forgotten it. I want to tell you, we need to get back. Amen to the mountain. Amen of God. In the visitation of the cloud. In the glory of the Lord to come down. Some folks get enough on Sunday morning. Amen to carry them all week. They get back to church. Amen the next Sunday morning. And some of them don't even make it then. I got a couple in my church at home. I say, in the church? I'm not sure they're in the church. They attend periodically. Come on here. Brother Joey said he's got their brother. Amen. Ah, amen. I call them almost every week before Sunday and say, I'd like to see you in the house of the Lord. And they'll tell me, right, I'll be there. I'll be there. We're making plans to come in the morning. Amen. Never show up on Sunday morning. Help me here. 2 weeks later, maybe. Maybe if everything is working just right. Amen. Maybe they'll come back to church. And sometimes 3 weeks. Amen. But they, amen, Massanova Pentecostal Church is their home church. And they'll tell everybody, I'm their pastor. Come on here. Amen. I'm reminded of the pastor. Amen. That was in a certain church one time. And he had been there for 3 or 4 years. And he started visiting in the town. Amen. And it came in this family and knocked on their door. And the lady came to the door and he said, I'd like to invite you to church. She said, oh, I go to church. I'm a member of such and such a church. He said, you are. Amen. It was the church where he pastors. Amen. And he hadn't seen them the whole time he had been there in 3 or 4 years. But they're members there. Amen. That's their home church. Hey, I want to tell you, we're living in a generation right now, amen, that has never been on the mountain and never been in the cloud and never felt the glory. Amen. And they wonder why they can't, amen, keep the victory over the cloud and the things that are going on around them. If you ever get caught up in the glory cloud, you will never forget it. And there will be a yearning down inside of you. Go back to the mountain. Amen. Help me here. I don't want to cross nobody's theology. I really don't. Amen. But I do feel like Joey Height, a little controversial. Amen. When Moses was called up by God to Mount Sinai, and he met God, and God came down in the glory cloud, and the fire, oh, y'all still here? And the fire came down on the mountain, so much that the earth shook and quaked. Amen. And the children of Israel were afraid to even come close to the mountain. And God gave, amen, blessed brother Moses, amen, the testimony, tables of testimony, which were the Ten Commandments on tables of stone written by the finger of God himself. Hey, somebody say amen. 40 days and 40 nights he was on the mountain. Amen. 40 days and 40 nights he was yonder. Amen. Talking with God. God gave him the testimony or his commandments on, amen, tablets of stone written with God's own finger. Hey, amen. But God spoke to him on the 41st day and said, get down from the mountain. Amen. Come on here. Amen. My children of Israel has corrupted themselves. Amen. And Moses came down with Aaron. You're still here. Amen. And Moses came down from the mountain. And there, and lo and behold, when he started approaching, amen, the camp of Israel, he heard the sound, amen, of people. A great noise. Joshua said, it sounds like the, amen, voice of war. Moses said, no, it's not the voice of war. It sounds more like dancing. Amen. Are y'all still here? And when Moses, great God, hold on right here. Don't fall out with me. When Moses drew near, amen, to the camp, and he saw that they were naked and dancing. Amen, naked and in the nude before a golden calf. The Bible said, amen, that Moses break, threw down, amen, the tables and the commandments of God and break them. I've seen people come to the house of God and shout one night, amen, and the next day they go out and break every commandment. Amen, that God said, thou shalt not. I lost you right there. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Hey! Amen. And Moses made the second trip back to the mountain. And God talked with him. Amen. Come on. Are y'all still with me? And when he got on the mountain the second time, and God gave him the commandments the second time. Woo! When he came down from the mountain the second time, he had had such a visitation of God and with God until they had to put a veil on his face. His face shone and glittered. Great God, are y'all still here? One writer I read after, Haman said there were streaks of light that Haman flushed out from his face almost like lightning bolts. Haman, and they became afraid of him and wouldn't come near to him until he put a veil over his face. Haman, I fear sometime, Haman, that we need to go back to the mountain the second time. The first time we didn't get enough. The first time we didn't get the blessing. But when the glory comes and the power comes, there'll be a change. Let me get a little closer. When we get amongst the crowd, we let, I don't know how to say what I want to say here in a good taste, and I'm going to try to do my best with it. We let somebody else set the standard of how we live. We're in the crowd. If the crowd plays cards and they go to the first church of Pentecost, amen, we play cards. I'm going to lose some of you here this morning. Good thing this is my last service. Glory to God. I'm heading for the hills when I get out of here. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me? We let other people set the standard by which we live without, amen, ever considering, amen, the cloud that we were in last week. Amen. Now we're amongst the crowd. Peer pressure. And the style. The styles. Woo! Help me here. I don't want to get too plain here this morning. But we let the crowd set the standard of our conduct and behavior and dress. And if the crowd, if the young ladies or old grannies has set the style of low neck dresses, then they go to so and so's church. Come on here. I'm getting beside myself. I know I am. Amen. They go to so and so's church, and so it must be all right. What happened to the cloud? What you get in the cloud will keep you in the crowd. Best I remember, I've been here several times through the years. Best I remember, I've told you before how the Lord dealt with my heart about cufflinks and tie clasps. Conviction. Dealt with me. Come on here. Does that mean that everybody's going to hell? Amen, that wears them? I didn't say that. I'm talking about how the Lord dealt with my heart. We got more jewelry in holiness churches right now than we've had in 50 years. Because we're amongst the crowd. And the crowd is setting the stage. Woo! Man. The crowd has not been to the mountain. The crowd has... Come on, are y'all still with me? The crowd has not been in the cloud. The crowd does not know anything about, amen, personal convictions. The crowd knows nothing about the Holy Ghost dealing with their heart and their soul. Several years ago, amen, there's a young lady in our church, and it's been many years ago, and that young lady's grown, married, and had children. Amen, and they're teenagers now. But before she ever married, she was going to school, and she got involved in some things that was not conducive to Christian conduct and behavior. Amen. Help me here. Y'all are looking awful funny at me this morning. I got to her and went to her house with her mama, and her daddy was there, and her daddy wasn't saved. I got to talking to her. Amen. And I said, we brought the subject up. Amen. Christians don't do that. Christians don't act like that. Come on here. And I said to her, have you prayed about this? Whoo, glory to God. Have you prayed about this? Amen. Have you prayed until you prayed through and got victory? Amen. Come on here. She said, well, before I went to bed the other night, I just knelt down beside the bed and said, Lord, help me. Help me. Come on here. Amen. Vain repetition. Done it every day for the last 20 years. Lord, help me. Amen. Come on. Amen. I said, that's not what I'm talking about. I said, have you prayed until you prayed through? She said, I went to church the other night and got down to the altar. Amen. And I prayed for the Lord to help me. Amen. I said, that ain't what I'm talking about at all. I said, pray until you pray through on this particular issue or situation. Come on here. Amen. I ain't going to tell you what it was. Praise God. Or who it was. But she said, well, I guess I really don't know what you're talking about. And I found that's true of this generation. They have no concept of what it means, amen, to pray something through at the altar until they get on the mountain and in the cloud and the presence and the power of God touches their hearts. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. If you ever have an experience with God in the cloud, amen, you can rest assured, amen, you can keep living for God, amen, in the cloud just like you did when He was in the cloud. Personal convictions is almost a forgotten vocabulary. I was preaching in my home church where I pastor. I've been there 30 years. You can hardly believe, Brother Ronnie, I've been there 30 years. They can. And I said to some of my younger people, I said, it would be easy for me just come to you individual and say, you need to do this and this and this. And you need to do this and this and this. And you need to do this and this and this. Come on here. I said, that would be an easy legislated, come on here, amen, standard of conduct and behavior. But I said, it's not doing you one ounce of good. Because when this old gray-haired man dies, and somebody else takes my pulpit, or you leave this church and go to yonder church, amen, because you've not had any personal convictions, and you've not been on the mountain, and you've not been in the cloud, amen, your convictions will change, your dress will change, your conduct will change, your behavior will change, amen, because you've never been in the cloud. Hey, somebody say amen. And I said to my church at home, I said, you need to get along with God. Amen. And pray until the Holy Ghost, amen, rings a bell in your heart and soul. Amen. And say, oh God, make me close to you. I want to draw close on the mountain. I'd like to get in the glory cloud. I'd like to see your power and presence in my life. And you will come down from the mountain. And you will come out of the cloud. But if you've had an experience, hey, man, and you've been with God, and your countenance has been changed, and the glory radiates from your being. Amen. When you come down from the mountain, amen, and gets amongst the crowd, somebody will say, there's something different about them. Hallelujah. And there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. It's been a wonderful week of camp meeting right here. Well, our hearts have been touched. Brother Joey Hyde has pulled at the very heartstrings in our souls. We have felt and seen the presence of God manifested. Amen. In services this week. And you have had a desire to draw closer to God than what you have had. You have felt a pull and a tug of the Spirit. Hey. You still here? Draw close. Draw nigh unto God. And He'll draw nigh unto you. Amen. There's something deep calling unto the deep. Amen. In the deep recesses of your heart. Amen. There is a hunger. There is a desire for a spiritual walk with God. And the Holy Ghost is calling every one of us. Let's go to the mountain. Let's go to the cloud. Let's hear the voice of God. Amen. Let's feel the touch of the Master's hand. Hey, but after you get out of camp meeting and you leave this tabernacle of victory, amen, come on, somebody say amen, and you get out there with the data crowd where they cuss and raise the devil and play cards and gamble, amen, come on, are y'all still with me? And buy lottery tickets. Amen. Hit me now. Amen. And dress immodestly. Amen. Hit me. If you get enough of God while you're on the mountain and in the cloud, it'll keep you in your everyday walk with God. I feel like we have had a special visitation of the Lord this week. But it depends upon what you do with that when you get out of the cloud and down amongst the crowd. Amen. When you get among your peers, when you get with your working buddies, when you get out there with a crowd, amen, that really, they are professors of religion. They are indeed. They'll tell you in a heartbeat. Amen. They may dress like the devil and cuss like Satan himself. Come on here. They may dress so immodestly that it's embarrassing. But they'll tell you in a heartbeat that they go to church and they're a Christian. And when they die, they're going to heaven just like you are. But it depends upon what you got in the cloud, whether or not it's going to keep you when you get in the crowd. I don't know. I'm not satisfied. I don't know how you are. I'm not satisfied. Amen. With just one trip to the mountain. There is one initial filling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. But there are many refillings. Hallelujah. Unless you make a periodic visit back to the mountain. Amen. Oh God, I want to see your glory again. Lord, would you come down in a cloud one more time? Hallelujah. Until the Holy Ghost moves afresh and anew inside of you. And there's something that stands up and say, I want God more than I want anything in life. Somebody say amen. And Lord, great God, I'm feeling better right here. I'm not going to preach much longer. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, when you get in the house of God, I don't care how dry the service is. I don't care how dead the meeting is. Amen. There ought to be a yearning inside of you. If nobody else worships God, I want to worship God. If nobody else wants to go to the mountain, I want to go to the mountain. If nobody else gets in the cloud, I want to get in the cloud. Hey, somebody say amen. Somebody said, well, I don't feel like worshiping. Worship God in hell. I don't feel like singing. Sing in hell. I don't feel like praising God or lifting your hands. Lift your hands in hell. And let's go to the mountain. I've been in some dead meetings, brother. I've heard some dead preaching. And I've done some of it myself. And I hate dry preaching. Even when I do it. But if I can just wrestle self. Amen. And grab self by the nape of the neck. And say it's time right now, savage. That you get back to the mountain. Amen. You're too dry. You're too dead. You are too lifeless. Amen. Help me here. I want to tell you, preachers need to have, amen, that cloud experience periodically too. And if all you got is a church religion, amen, come on here. And you think just because you went to church on Sunday morning that that is sufficient. That's something inside that says it's not. No, it's not. You're dry. You're lifeless. You're dead. Amen. Go back to the mountain. Where's Brother Keith Thompson? If you haven't got this book, hunt it up and find it. It's out of print. 10 years behind the sacred desk. Written by an old-time Methodist preacher. Back when they had the Methodist camp meeting. Come on here. Someone said that when the Methodists quit having camp meetings is when their movement started going downhill. Come on, y'all stay with me. I am preaching much longer. Amen. I got to reading in that book. He gave personal experiences, places, names. Amen. People. Come on. Somebody say amen. Experiences. And he described those experiences in very detail. Help me here. He talked about how they fell out in trances. Amen. They wallowed in the floor. They twisted and turned. They'd shout across the aisles. Amen. Come on here. He said they'd fall out in trances and they'd haul them home. Amen. In buckboards. In wagons. Amen. The people didn't even know where they were. Oh, they were lost in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost that came down the glory cloud. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hey. Y'all stay with me this morning. I read that book. I've read it several times. Amen. Since the first time. I said, Lord, I've seen about everything there is to see in Pentecost. I've seen them hang from chandeliers. Amen. I've seen them get so excited and running. They couldn't make the turn at the end of the aisleway. Amen. And made a hole in the drywall. Hit me here. I've seen them have Jericho marches. Amen. I've seen... Are y'all still with me? I've heard them talking tongues for an hour. Hey. Amen. But I said, Lord, I've never seen anybody out in a trance. Amen. The world, you had to haul them home. And they didn't know where they were. I said, God, amen, I've seen about everything. But I ain't seen that. Lord, amen, would you do that again? If it's real, like they described it, that man described it in that book, if it's real, could we see it in our time? Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. A few weeks later, we was having one of those frog strangling services where the glory of the Lord came down. Amen. Are y'all still here? Say amen if you're here. Amen. And Cherie Mills, amen, got excited and got to praying at the altar. Amen. She got drunk in the Spirit. You ever seen anybody drunk in the Spirit? Amen. I mean, she literally got drunk in the Spirit. She didn't know who she was. She didn't know where she was. But she was talking in a heavenly language. Praise God. She's talking about spiritual things. The things that the Lord had showed her. She didn't know who her husband was. Come on here. She didn't know that she is in the church house. She was drunk on the Spirit. Hallelujah. It came time to dismiss service and most of the saints had gone home. Hey, amen. Help me. I'm talking to you about what you get in the cloud will keep you in. We've hauled them home in cars. We didn't have buckboards and wagons. Hey, amen. But we had, hey, amen, rubber tires. Hey, amen. Woo! Somebody say amen. Most of you, or at least a lot of you people here, know my daughter-in-law, Marcia. Amen. Married Randy. Got three children. Amen. Marcia had contact lens. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. We got one of those services one night. Amen. And Marcia got drunk as a skunk. But it wasn't alcohol. It was in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Corey's before he went into the military. Amen. Everybody had gone home and Corey said, Papa, he calls me Grandpa. Amen. He said, Grandpa, he's only one of the grandchildren calls me Grandpa. Rest of them call me Papa. Amen. He said, Grandpa said, what are we going to do with Marcia? Or Mama, he said. Amen. Everybody else is gone. I don't have any help. Said, we're going to leave her here all night. I said, you can if you want to, but she's your mama. So, him and Ricky, my other grandson, got underneath of her, picked her up, carried her home in her own Ford station wagon, a Ford van, minivan. Hey, man, got her out of the car, carried her up the steps into the house, took her in the bedroom, laid her out on the bed. Hey, man, and Ricky took her contact lenses out of her eyes, and she never knew it.
Amen. Until the next day, when the Spirit finally lifted, and the glory and the presence of God, amen, she came down off of the mountain. Hey, I want to tell you, what you get in the glory cloud will keep you in the crowd. Amen. If you want to walk with God, you can. If you want an experience with God, you can have it. Amen. If you want a revival in your church, you can have it.
Lift your hands and worship the Lord this morning.